It's no secret, the bigger the crowd, the better for President Trump. So today, during his two-day visit to India, Trump was in his element.
Namaste, Trump!
That's Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Today's rally was dubbed Namaste, Trump, a phrase of welcoming.
Namaste!
Around 100,000 people packed the cricket stadium in the city of Ahmedabad to hear Trump.
America loves India. America respects India. And America will always be faithful and loyal friends to the Indian people.
At the rally, Trump announced a $3 billion defense deal. He also praised India as an inspiring economic giant.
It is all the more inspiring because you have done it as a democratic country. You have done it as a peaceful country. You have done it as a tolerant country. And you have done it as a great free country.
For Trump's visit, the Indian government even put up a new brick wall that blocks a view of a slum next door to the stadium. Indian officials say it was for security reasons. But Modi's critics say the wall is another way he's trying to hide the truth about what's really happening in India. The World's Rupa Shenoy has more on that.
Trump and Modi are good friends, and that's not unusual. India is an important strategic trade and military partner. President Obama was friends with Modi, too. But Trump and Modi took it to another level 5 months ago in Texas when they held hands and praised each other at a rally called Howdy Modi. And even though Trump and Modi haven't settled a crucial trade agreement, their mutual love fest continued today.
Prime Minister Modi, you are not just the pride of Gujarat. You are living proof that with hard work and devotion, Indians can accomplish anything, anything at all, anything they want.
But as Modi and Trump's friendship has grown, so has the chorus of troubling reports coming out of Kashmir. That's the disputed region between India and Pakistan. India's part of Kashmir is guaranteed the freedom to make its own laws under India's constitution. But Modi's Hindu nationalist government revoked that right last summer. He sent in troops, imposed a curfew, and for several months, a communications blackout. People demonstrated, and protesters and bystanders said they were beaten by police. Next, Modi's government passed a law providing a pathway to citizenship for some religious minorities, but not Muslims. Again, setting off protests. Trump's own State Department has said that law is divisive. This is Assistant Secretary for Human Rights Robert Destro at a House hearing in September.
That seems like a pretty bald attempt to use religion as a lever to split the society. Now, why anybody would do that, I don't understand.
Now, if India goes ahead with plans to hold a national registry where officials check everyone's documents, many Muslims worry they'll be declared illegal migrants.
If this happens, then it'll be a disaster.
Aman Wadood is a civil rights attorney in Assam, a state in far northeastern India, where a national registry has already been started.
The same thing what happened in Assam will happen all over the country.
Wadood represents people who he says have been labeled illegal migrants, even though they had documentation to show they were citizens.
They have the papers. Randomly, they are accused of being illegal migrant. Even army officers have been accused of being illegal migrant. They have been detained.
He says thousands of people have already been thrown into detention centers in Assam. Many are stuck there because India doesn't have enough judges to hear their cases.
Once you are detained, you don't have right to parole. You will be indefinitely detained if you do not get any kind of relief from the higher courts.
Students from some of India's premier universities have been protesting against what's happening in Assam and Kashmir. Gruesome scenes of police brutality have been shared online. Jacinta Kerkeda is an indigenous poet in northeastern India.
Life is becoming worse.
She compares what's happening in India today to the early stages of Nazi fascism. The Trump visit unnerves her because Jair Bolsonaro, the right-wing president of Brazil, came to see Modi just last month. They signed major trade and security deals.
When people see, like, Trump is with Modi, Bolsonaro is with Modi, people feel like, why all over the world fascist government are why coming together?
She asks why fascist governments are coming together. Her answer is that these leaders are validating each other and helping each other build up their credibility on the world stage.
So Trump, I think, kind of gives Modi covering fire.
Samar Halankar is a former editor of one of the big Indian newspapers, the Hindustan Times. He says he left mainstream media because editors are allowing the Modi government to censor stories.
We've seen a spate of imprisonments. We've seen a lot of police brutality. And across India, we are seeing a dramatic deterioration in the rule of law.
And if Trump isn't reelected this year, Halankar says Modi may face harsher scrutiny from the U.S.
I think it's safe to say that there'd be considerable pressure on the Indian government on a whole variety of issues related to civil liberties.
For now, U.S. State Department officials say India hasn't allowed them inside Kashmir to see for themselves. Suhag Shukla, executive director of the Hindu American Foundation in Washington, D.C., says Modi enjoys broad support despite protests by his critics. She says that if minorities were being persecuted in India, they would be fleeing the country.
You're not seeing any mass exodus of religious minorities out of India. In fact, you're actually seeing religious minorities from neighboring countries trying to come into India.
Shukla's extended family is in Gujarat, where Modi was chief minister. She says Modi's made India a better place to live.
So I've seen over the past 20 years the remarkable levels of development, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's cleaning up, whether it's providing public toilets.
Shukla acknowledges she's speaking from an American perspective, but that's a really important perspective for Modi, who's courted the Indian diaspora like no previous Indian leader. But the closer Modi gets to Trump, the more Modi might be questioned by Indian Americans, says Sanghe Mishra, an assistant professor of political science at Drew University. Because in the U.S., he says, most Indian Americans vote Democratic.
It absolutely opens up the possibility of people who understand who Trump is and what kind of politics he's representing. They will also understand what Modi stands for because of the kind of closeness that they want to demonstrate.
In other words, Indian Americans who criticize Trump because they believe he targets minorities, they might start to question Modi because of his very public friendship with the president. Activism by Indian Americans has increased in recent months, and Mishra says it's gotten Modi's attention. We delve into that tomorrow. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.